Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, tune in, drop out, Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, tune in, drop out. Yeah, listening to Radio Reverb, and here's your singing star, Mike Ross. Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, tune in, drop out, Pete Jones Radio, Pete Jones Radio, tune in, drop out.
Hello guys, now listen, lean into these mics because we just had a little sound check and they blasted our socks off. I just peeled myself off the back of the studio wall. I felt it was the only thing to do. But you know, when you're talking, you can come into the mics.
Yeah.
I can see already.
Yeah, that seems to make sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If I'm making sense, then something's going wrong. And this is a first for the Pete Jones Show. And I apologise profusely now if we are making sense, because that is not the aim at all. So you're more than welcome, Henry, Jack and Ed. Ed, you're looking a little bit worried there because you don't feel like you're on that mic.
Oh, I'm on it.
Oh, he's on it.
He's on it. He's the drummer.
He's always on it.
He is so on it, it hurts. Right, okay, listen. We put out a request for you guys to text us, 07909 547336, and you did not let us down. Here's a text, said, "Hey Pete, thanks for having the lads on your show." Well, I've yet to know if it is a privilege, so I'll get back to you on that. It says, "I'm their number one fan and also the Baldwin mum." So I'm guessing that is Henry and Jack's mum.
No, it's Ed's mum.
Well, you say that, but she says, "Ed's my surrogate."
Oh.
Yeah. She also says, "An animal on the drums, Ed."
Well, yeah.
Baby. Yeah. I didn't say what animal, of course. Everybody come to the haunt if you can, she says. It's going to be fantastic. Go, lads, and mind your language. There, now you see, there's someone who knows you. There you go. So thank you for that. Another text in. This looks like another one from Johnny Summers. What's going on? It says, "Hey, Pete, please say hello to Carla, Sandy, Petra, Sally and Jerry." Well, they're not here. I would, but they're not. Oh, you mean on air? Oh, on air. Okay, well, no, we haven't got time to do that. It says, "They are from Brighton, Marina's Asda." Oh, get out of town. And they're all on their break right now, listening in. And love Wild Horse. Are we gigging to the Asda? That is rock and roll, man.
Yeah, just.
Oh, this is. Oh, you've made my day. They saw them live at Worthing's Bar 42 last summer.
Did they now? Mm-hmm.
Guys, what was that gig like?
Sweaty.
Yes.
Yeah,
very sweaty.
Well, it was summer.
Massive hot box, wasn't it?
A hot box.
Well, it's hot in the winter, so...
When you play, it gets hard in the winter. That's for sure, man. So what was that part of, the Bar 42?
Yeah, it was for the cuckoos, wasn't it?
Bar 42. That wasn't the cuckoos. That was Bar 42.
That was Bar 44.
Nah, it's
no,
Bar 43.
7, if you ask me.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's just Bar. It's
it was just one of those gigs we do.
Yeah, one of those gigs.
Yeah.
Okay. No, because the reason why I asked is sometimes there's a little festival, mini festival going on in Worthing and all the rest of it, and they take over every single venue, don't they? And they just gig like loonies.
Mm.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
So that wasn't one of those. That was just a wild horse kind of night.
Yeah.
It also says here, another text in. Thank you for those texts, by the way. Someone is ringing me now. I mean, you know, what is going on? I can't accept a call on it. It says here, "Wild Horse are an exciting new band. So talented. Writing all their own music and lyrics. Can't wait to hear them." We could do punctuation, by the way, guys. You're making this really easy to read out. This could go a thousand ways. It says, "Writing all their own music and lyrics. Can't wait to hear them live in Brighton. Go, boys." Yes. No idea who that's from.
Well, thank you, whoever you are.
But we appreciate it. If you do want to text in, for crying out loud, writer, you know, come on. Certain level. What? Do text us, 07909 547336. So listen, fellas, are you well?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
You well?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Yes, I never thought about it, but I guess I am. We're here, aren't we?
Yeah.
And if we're here, we've got to be okay, surely. Yeah, bless your heart. Thank you. Yes, I am well. And, you know, I am very excited by this gig on on Saturday.
So are we, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It'll be good.
Talk us through. What's the deal? What's going on?
So it's going to be launching our new EP, which is out hopefully on the same day.
Yes.
Timeless Dancing.
Yeah.
So it should be out on Spotify, Apple Music, all your digital platforms like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, is there a hard copy as well? Or are you just literally going to do
it? No,
it's all going to be digital download.
We might do a hard copy if demand asks us to.
Maybe.
But,
why not?
For the minute, it's digital.
Okay, that's cool.
It's a six-track EP.
That was my question. You know what? Back in the day, that used to be a mini album. You know, six.
Yeah,
you're giving away stuff here.
Yeah, it's kind of an EP / LP.
Yes. So
call it what you want.
What is the deal? Is it buy per track?
Well, you could buy per track, you could buy the whole thing, it's up to you, really.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, or you could just Spotify, just stream it, do what you want.
Don't
really
tell them that.
No, you don't need to know about that.
Just buy the EP.
Shall we take them outside and have a little chat? Well, that is very exciting. So on Saturday, now talk us through the haunt. Is there going to be other support on there?
So we've got two other bands that are going to be there.
Yeah.
Vectril and Erica.
Do you know much about these guys?
Yeah, we know a fair bit about them.
They're both, you know, extremely talented.
Yeah, definitely. And
you know, they're
putting on this night, I guess we have to, it's part of the job.
Yeah.
you need to talk me through this next text that has just come in. It says, "Oh my God, loving the Wild Horse new album. These lads are amazing. Watch out for the wall."
Mm. Oh, they've obviously
always
heard
watch out for the wall.
The wall is actually going to be
what the heck
our
does that mean?
Next release. The wall.
I thought it was the name of your roadie.
Oh no! Okay. Well, it is as well, but yeah.
Okay.
We're going to release the music video for that on Facebook, YouTube, all that.
Yeah, please check it
out
on
Wednesday.
When it comes out.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to release that Wednesday on the run up to the horn, and then the actual track will be available to listen to.
Well, this person says great talent. This could be the person's name because it's signed great talent.
Well,
so I don't know.
Either way, thank you.
Because we don't know who's texting, and no one's leaving any names. It's totally anomalous. And that's not a good thing. Another text in. I could do this all night, couldn't I? What's going on? You guys are lighting up the line. It says, "Go Wild Horse. Go Wild Horse." I want to say "Go Wild Horse," but it's not. It's "Go Wild Horse." Well done, guys. Brilliant as ever. Miss seeing you live. Well,
pop
down to the horn.
You haven't missed it yet. That is the point. That's why they're here, my friend. You can come on Saturday the 20th to go to the horn. It says, "I'm sure we'll be seeing lots more of you in the future." Well, there's
definitely
a beautiful thing.
Well,
thank you for that. Well, you won't if you don't go and see them. So
exactly.
You know, they can't just do this on their own. They need you, my friends. They need you. So listen, why don't we do a crazy thing? This is a ridiculous. I'm just going to chuck it out there. Okay,
yeah.
You can do whatever you want with this information. Why don't we play a track?
That's a good idea.
Got other ideas, but that's one of them.
That is crazy.
What if I was to say that to you? What would you play live?
We'd probably play Psycho Cafe.
Yeah, Psycho Cafe for sure. Yeah.
Psycho Cafe.
It's a good old track.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was off our It's Only Rejection EP.
Right.
Which is on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, all that.
Love
it. It's all there.
Do you want to do that now?
Yeah, let's do
it. Let's do it. Come on.
Let's do it, people.
Let's give it a whirl.
Let's get messy.
Give it a spin.
Stripped down version.
Spin. Yeah. So I have already warned you, people, this is going to be acoustic-y, okay? So go see them on the 20th to see the full, basically, Ed on the drum kit. Because right now, his hair, which, let's face it, if anyone knows Ed, is doing that thing. You know that thing that Ed's hair does? It's doing it. So anyone who knows
it's
Ed will know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
Every day.
You don't know if it is or not. That's the thing. Anyway, he's on the tambourine, feeling a little bit drumless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fair enough in the drum season.
It's all you need. It's all you need.
It's all right for you, my friend. If they just gave you a string and a box, you wouldn't be happy, would you?
Oh, I'll be all right.
That's all right. So please, take it away. Loving the sound of you guys. You are ace. You are listening, folks, to Wild Horse playing live.
Here we go.
3-4. Dark like the corner in her leather shoes. I turn around, I thought it was you. Every mistake I've ever made. I hear a now. Fluorescent headlights on the horizon. Silhouetted sunshine burning on her eyes. Stay where you are, but reach for the stars. Baby, I'm a psycho killer. Know where you were. Storming into the private party, strapped with a long shot holster rifle. Move the chair, rolling over. Remove your mask and show your true identity. Hey, stay where you are. How lucky you are. Baby, I'm a psycho killer. Know where you were. But now I see just who you are. And maybe time's gone real far. Stay where you are, but reach for the stars. Baby, I'm a psycho killer. Know where you were. Stay where you are. How lucky you are. Baby, I'm a psycho killer. Know where you were. Psycho killer. Psycho killer. Why don't go near a killer. No!
Just give me any old mic, I don't care.
Ow!
Psycho killer.
Psycho cafe.
Thank
psycho
you.
Psycho cafe. It's where the psycho killers go, right?
Well, where else would they go?
You've all got to have a coffee.
You've got to have a coffee. Killers. It doesn't matter. Yes.
Doesn't matter if you're a psycho.
It doesn't really matter.
Like if you're a psycho.
Without your coffee or your tea or whatever it is you have.
Well, yeah, right.
What do
you reckon out of the modern day menu of coffees? What do you think a psycho would go for?
It's got to be a good mix of everything,
isn't
it?
No, because that's too mainstream for psychos.
Probably just the coffee without the milk or the water or the sugar.
That's just it. No, just the coffee.
Yeah.
Just the coffee beans. That's it. Because
can you imagine ordering that?
Raw coffee.
I'll just have one shot. No, not with the water. Just the shot. Yeah. And when I say shot, I mean shot. Yeah.
We don't take cups. We don't need cups.
Beautiful. Man, that's good. I like that. Anyway, Psycho Cafe, obviously. By the way, it says here, oh my God, everybody loves this version. Message to the boys, maybe an acoustic version to be released.
Maybe.
Have I started something? It says, this busy place is loving it.
Thank you.
I'm very glad place is loving it. That is good. Keep your texts coming in. They got more.
More.
So give us a backstory. What's going on? How long has Wild Horse been going? And what happened? You know, whose idea was it? All the stuff. Go on.
So,
yes.
It started
Voice
in,
of Jack, by the way.
So.
Sort of
like April, sort of May.
Yeah.
2013.
Yeah,
about,
yeah, 2013.
Oh, you're doing April sort of May now.
April/May. Okay.
We can't decide.
Right. No, I like that. That's a compromise. Yeah. That's good. Joke's on us, by the way. Yes, go on.
We just got together 2 weeks before our first gig at the six bells in Chinlai.
So you're telling me this is 2013?
Yeah, it's 2013.
You're telling me that in the last almost 5 years, the three of you have stayed together?
Yeah.
In a band?
Yeah.
In a band?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That, we love what we do, don't we?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's close to wedding.
There's been frictions, particularly between
me and
Henry. But
at the end of the day, that brings about new music.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't it just?
Yes. Some of our best songs and blood.
And blood.
Yes.
But, you know, we love what we love.
We do.
What we do,
yeah,
so.
We do love what we do.
You almost said I love each other, but that'd be your brand.
No, that'd be, no.
Ridiculous.
That's a different world away.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah. Well, that's a gorgeous thing. So that's almost 5 years. And what was the gig you mentioned that kicked it all off?
The Six Bells in Chinlai.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is there a plaque there yet? You know, little blue.
There will be.
Yeah, you should have your own little hall of fame outside. Yeah. Just in the car park. Yeah. You know, nothing to send all tentatious. Yeah. I'll say that word again. No, I won't. I'm not even going to risk it. When they re-tarmac the car park, nip over there after about half an hour and just plonk your hands in it and sign it. There you go.
They just need our logo. They can take down their board and put it up there just right on top.
Yes, of they can. Ridiculous. Crazy. Wow, how we have travelled since then, my friends. I'm waving around an album here, which I've only just been handed. It's beautiful, by the way. It's called It's Begun. Now, this is a couple of years back, isn't it?
Yeah, this was released in 2016.
Long time ago, that.
January 2016, so a year ago, but it was all recorded.
Can I just say 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
No, whatever. No, it matters to me.
It's like the May-April thing here, isn't it?
Still haven't got used to it.
I'm not even sure why you're allowed on the mic at all, to be fair, but that's fine. That's by
the
by.
I say April, you say May. Now you're saying 1 year. Now it's 2 years.
Whatever. Yeah. just wipe a year of my life away there.
But most of that stuff was recorded when I would have been about 12.
12?
Ed would have been 13. Okay. Would have been about 16.
Okay. Here comes the next question. What? Ridiculous. I didn't want to go there, but you've gone there.
Yeah.
No, serious.
Yeah.
Were you child prodigies or geniuses? What's going on? You know, you're barely out of.
Who knows?
We just loved our music.
I think that's so good.
We just love music from an early age.
Before the next track, what happened? I mean, was there just so much music around the house?
The song that really got me into music was... I used to be a bit of a gamer.
Yes.
I used to play Call of Duty Black Ops.
Can I just say, not judging?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know this bit of information.
Well, you're finding out now, Ed.
Yeah.
And there was this little mission we were doing. The Rolling Stones Sympathy for the Devil came on. I thought, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And I kept replaying that mission, saying, Dad, who is that? And then all kicked off from there.
That's Mick and Keith, man.
Yeah.
That's what your dad
said.
Mr. Richards,
yeah.
To you. Well, if you're going to kick off on one song, that's not a bad one to start, isn't it?
Heroes by David Bowie, that was it for me.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Dad used to put it on the TV and I'd get the little plastic drum kit out in the corner.
Well, you see, that was it. And you would be heroes. But only for a day, I'm afraid. I'm sorry about that, Ed. It's only for a day. Good. Now, listen, why don't we do another livey?
I think that's a good idea.
I think so.
If you want to join the crowd of texters, please do 07909 547336. Forgive me, I was halfway through posting a picture of the guys doing their thing, but it all got a bit technical and they stopped. They stopped singing. I know, it's ridiculous. We had admin to do here and everything, but they stopped. So hence the kind of grabbing the mic at the end session. So I will endeavour to do that. I am listening. I mean, don't do me wrong. It's all beautiful. But by the way, it says here, yes, I know. It says yes, I know, but Ed's not getting much of a look in. Well, what's what you mean? This is surrogate mum again. She's on the blower. She's going to come round and whack me.
She's on to you, man.
I tell you what, I'm not going to go off air. It's dangerous. It's going to be dangerous out there. I'm staying on all night. I'm going to do a marathon run. I will. I will endeavour to put a picture of the guys up on the Facebook page during this song. What is this song going to be?
Should we do The Wall? So this is going to be...
This is The Wall?
This is The Wall. An acoustic version.
I'm going to hit you with a wall.
We were talking about The Wall, and now you're going to play The Wall.
So the music video is going to be released on Wednesday.
Very soon.
We're going to go there after this. Right. But let's talk about the music video after this song.
Right.
Okay.
The Wall.
Why not?
Right. Let's go. Where we are, where we were, it's all a shame, there's too much where we are, how far we were. got my head against the wall.
Well, there's no escape from here, and I'm trying to disguise what I see in us. Got my feet on the ground and my head in the sand. All we do and all we say to bring each other down. What we say is what we get, and when we cry, we relate. No matter how big or small, it ain't gonna stop. I can't, we can't.
Where we I'm on my knees and bound to fall. Where we are, where we were, I got my head against it. Wild against it. Wild to feel so. Smiled against it. Wild. Oh. Where we are, where we were, where we always wanna be, where we were, where we are, where we never wanna be, where we are, where we were, where we always wanna be, where we were, where we are, where we never wanna be. Oh, na na.
Against the wall.
Wow.
It feels so small.
Smile.
Against the wall.
Oh.
Against the wall.
Wow. I'm on my knees, I'm bound to fall. Where we are, where we were, I got my head against the wall, against the wall. It feels so smile.
Ed just jangling his jewelry at the end, which is lovely.
Yeah, well,
I thought
Ed.
A lovely little touch. Guys, thank you so much. That is cool. That is the
thank
wall.
You.
It was
thank
mentioned. We were pre-warned of the wall in a couple of texts, weren't we? But there you go. And good to, you know, good to see the boys sharing the vocals, I think. Henry and Jack on vocals there. I was. It took me by surprise, I tell you. We had a little text in during that thing. I say text. It was a WhatsAppy. Get out of town, man.
Yeah,
oh, we are so with it. I tell you, it's not. It wasn't a groupie. No, sorry about that, guys. Because I know you probably only do WhatsApp groups under with about 30 people in them.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Yeah, not a lot. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, not a lot. But this wasn't one of those. This wasn't one of those. And it says here, this is Andy and Anna listening in Hove. It says, see, we go out. Yeah. We don't discriminate, my friend. We don't discriminate. It says, and it just says, is this Mick Jagger?
I've been Baldwin.
You see,
yes. I don't know.
So we discussed Heroes,
yeah,
which was what got Ed bang in a tub.
Yeah,
we discussed Sympathy for the Devil. Gaming boy here was into that.
Yeah,
Henry, what was it, my friend, that did it for you?
Well, it's I've got to be honest. It was definitely.
You don't have to be honest. You've never heard the show before. There's not much facts on this show.
It's radio. They won't know.
You can listen. Whatever sounds cool, say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I'll tell you what. It was Mick Jagger. Was for sure. It was definitely Mick Jagger.
Was it really?
Was it really?
No, not really. No. Was it Barry Manilow? You're just keeping quiet.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
what's
definitely
going on? What's going on? Can you answer me a question? Because I don't know. I'm not, you know, I'm young, but I'm not quite as young as you guys. What is the longevity of all this lot? Because all the people we're talking about, this is 40 or 50 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
what's going on?
I just think that older music,
yes,
it seems to, it's more sort of, I don't know how to explain it, it just seems to connect with me better than newer stuff. I don't really know why.
But can you pinpoint that? What is that?
Because I've grown up around it, to be honest.
Is it just that though? Because I don't think.
Well, I don't know. Because I think a lot of my friends,
yeah,
think the same as I do, which is quite, in our days, which is quite odd. Because I know a lot of people like all the new sort of, yeah, all that sort of gear.
And what is all that sort of gear? What is all that new stuff?
All that sort of Justin Bieber doing it on a computer.
Yeah,
all that
I get it.
Well, 5 minute job.
Yeah.
But what about someone like Ed Sheeran and stuff? I mean, where does he sit with all that?
Well, give him the fact that he's got somewhere, isn't he? So give him that. And
yes,
he can obviously.
But musically, what is it? Does it do it for you?
Not particularly.
No. Isn't that interesting though? I don't get it.
He's very talented.
Yeah.
He's very talented. You can't deny that. But it's not for everyone.
No.
Just not for us, I don't think.
No, you know, I go with all that, you know, but for me to say that, then, you know, it's a little bit crazy. So what about gigs and bands and stuff that you might have seen? I mean, do you get to go and see many bands?
We've seen the Rolling Stones.
Seen the Stones?
Which was incredible.
Are you kidding? Well, yeah, don't say a course. That's a scoop, man. That's a scoop doggy dog.
It's incredible. We all three of us went to go and see the Gorillas.
Yes. That would have been good.
Yeah, and the last Shadow Puppets.
That would have been good. That would have been good. Like these gigs. Nice. Yeah.
And then we've seen The Who.
Yeah.
Seen The Who, yeah, with
Lynyrd Skynyrd
in Hammersmith, yeah.
Do you know what? It's ridiculous. We could be having this conversation in 1975, for goodness sake.
Robert Plant.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Edward's seen Robert Plant. Yeah. Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, yeah.
I love it. So, okay, when I say, have you seen any gigs? Yeah, the answer's probably
Liam Gallagher.
Yes.
Liam Gallagher, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. That was cool. Good. And what do you take from all that? Is it just pure energy and just?
It is. Well, yeah. It's the whole live aspect. It's the atmosphere on stage. It's we're just taking little tricks that everyone does and
sort
of twisting it and putting it into our own.
Because
shoes.
We try and put as much energy as possible into our live performances when we're on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
We think if you're not sweating and bleeding by the end of it, you've done a good job.
You haven't had a good fight. Yeah.
Well, I haven't broken my hand.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What was the point in it all? Listen, guys, do another one. We'll talk about videos after this. Sure. What have you got? Because I'm on it now.
Seeing as my voice is warmed up, should we do one?
Oh, he's on it, isn't he?
That I sing solely lead vocals.
What's going on here?
Shall we do?
He's kicking me up.
Can I just say
it's a very slow progression?
Can I just say, was this agreed before? I mean, you know, he's got the confidence of the mic going.
Guys, if you see me on the edge of the street soon, you know, you know why. Right.
Henry, if you want to come on solo next week, just give me the nod.
We'll sort that out.
So the last gig that Wild Horse will ever do together, you could see it at the Haunt, 20th of January. You know we're joshing, Jack.
I know.
Okay, listen, what's it going to be?
Do We Really Know? Uh-huh. It's off our EP, It's Only Rejection.
Yes.
Which is already on Spotify, all that. So, yeah.
Go, please. Right. I'm already waiting.
We'll give it a whirl.
Thank you. That's all I had the guts to say to you. I knew I wasn't good enough for you.
That's how you do it, my friends. What was that track called again?
Do We Really Know?
Do You Really Know?
Do We
Well,
Really Know?
We.
Don't you start, what? Who knows? Don't what?
Who knows?
Oh, he's gone. He's gone. No one knows. He's gone early. Text in saying, imagine these guys on number 11, Pete. They are true rockers, all of them. It says, well done, lads. Awesome acoustically. Not used to this, but... This is acoustic, obviously, not used to it acoustically, but used to this, but may prefer this version in the house, you see? And then it says, just saying. I think that is from someone who has to live with this 24/7. Am I right or am I right?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. Thanks for that text coming in. Very, very good. You guys can still text in 07909-547336. And I will say I missed a couple of messages on the Facebook page. Apologies, because, but, you know, I mean, I look through the glass and the four, I don't know what you call them, I don't know, assistants, I guess, producers, whatever, they're doing nothing in there. think they're watching the American football. It's ridiculous. What's going on? So, you know, I'm left high and dry here. I've got to do it all myself tonight because they're just waste of space. I mean, the money we spend on them as well. Ridiculous. See, that guy's woken up now, isn't he? What's he drinking in that long purple glass? What's in that glass he's got? Anyway, who cares? We're here. That's the thing.
We are.
Tell me, how does it work with Wild Horse? Who does the riding and all that?
Well, it's me and Henry who do
the riding. We have like a joint sort of partnership.
Yes.
You do music most of the time, and then I'll just whack some words down.
You make it sound so easy. So let me just start this from scratch. So Jack comes in with the riffs and the tunes and everything. Henry then layers it over with some vocal. Some words and stuff. Ed gets in on the old percussion, gives it a bit of oomph, punch.
From time to time, when we meet up and we have spare time, when we're not rehearsing, we'll write a song, all three of us together.
How does that work?
So when we have spare time, because a lot of the time when we meet, we're just rehearsing.
Yes.
But Ed, do you want to tell a story?
Ed, get on the mic if you want to tell a story.
Here we go, storyteller Ed.
Okay, everyone, take five. We've got a story from Ed.
One we wrote together. Legs just snapped. We were sat in a pub car park.
Or
a place with loads of benches. Hezra over there was swinging on a park bench or something. Yeah, and he was swinging on it, and we said, "Oh, what happens if the legs snapped or something along those lines?"
But hang on a minute, didn't they snap?
They might have snapped, actually.
Yes.
And then one of us started writing. I can't remember. It's probably you that started writing the legs.
I'm not sure why I asked this question, to be honest.
And there we go.
Oh, right. No, that was good. So there's a leg. There's a snapping.
There we go.
Yeah. Do you see? That's how it happens. Yeah. That is Lennon McCartney. Yeah. That is all over. I think what used to inspire them was, we need to buy another car. Let's write a song.
Yeah,
that's it. Right?
That was the sort of the general gist of it all.
Write a song about anything.
I like that. That's good. So it sounds like you're very prolific. Does it come easy? Does the muse just flow?
Yeah, it does. It just naturally sort of flows in, doesn't it? It can be any situation, any place, any time.
The gig on the 20th of January at The Haunt in Brighton, let's just crowbar it in there. What can people expect? How long is the set?
We're doing a 45-minute set. And it's just going to be high energy, rock and roll.
Just going to be pure, straight down rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've got two other bands there. Yeah, it's just going to be a great old bent night.
If you want to come down, just have a dance. Yeah.
Just come. Mental.
Yeah.
Should be.
It's going to be.
Just get yourself down there. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. No, that's sounding good. Did you want to chat about the tickets and stuff? How do people get tickets?
Okay, so you can go on The Haunt's website to get tickets, but a better way of doing that would be to go to Wild Horse Facebook page.
Yes.
And go on the event, Brighton Gets Rocked.
Right.
And then click Tickets Available.
Yes.
It will take you to, I think it's Wix Tickets, something like that. And then you just fill out the ticket form.
Wix are now selling tickets.
I think so, yeah. By the sounds
of it. Along with their wood and their brick.
Yeah. They are for us.
And B&Q. Okay. No, I like that.
That's Wix on the top. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Didn't know that hardware stores are diversifying for 2018. That is good. So go, basically what you're trying to say to people is go to your Facebook page, which as I remember is Wild Horse UK.
Yes.
Am I right?
Last one.
I think I offended someone in the deepest west a couple of weeks back for just thinking it was Wild Horse. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't happy.
I can feel the pain.
You say that, but I've still got the scars. So it got messy anyway. So there you go. The Haunt and all the rest. That is sounding very groovy. Guys, could you crowbar in another track? What have you got?
We can.
Go on.
Okay, what would you like to do?
So we're going
to
play this track. It's called Harsh Realization. It's one that we haven't recorded. It's one that we've had in the bag.
Okay.
But we really we just want to get it out there.
Can I just say something? Right. Can I just say, I really appreciate you guys coming in.
Well, we appreciate being here.
It's been brilliant.
It's been good.
And I know you've put a lot of effort in and you've come a long way. and you've had your hair cut.
Yeah.
But not all of you, obviously. Just not all of you. Clearly. Just Ed. But, you know, to have your hair cut for the show, to be honest, seriously, Ed, I mean, this is big.
Yeah,
it's more than commitment. It's
prepared.
I'm going to go as far as say love. I'm just
it's surprising for a drummer.
Right. just had a text in. Someone's really on it. I tell you, it says to get tickets. It's what's that noise? Something in my ear. To get tickets, it's www.studio3rocks.com/tickets.
Yeah, that's right. No, that'll do it. Yeah,
that'll do it.
Was that a noise in the
came from out there?
To be honest, I'm just glad that it did, because I was thinking I'm going Looney Tunes now. I was starting to hear stuff.
Don't worry, not yet.
You mean no more than normal? Yeah. Okay, listen. What are you going to play? What song's it called?
So Harsh Realization.
Harsh Realization, folks. Mm-hmm. You are listening to Wild Horse playing for us on the Pete Jones Show live with accompanying drills in the open market. Someone's doing something.
It completes the song.
What's going on? Yeah, that's true.
This is what we've been looking for.
Yeah, this is the sound we were. You've been chasing this sound all week.
Get the drill, mate.
Take it away.
Scooty tambourine.
Ed, get in here, because they're merchandising the mics here. Go.
Flowers in their hair, they don't have identity. I feel their presence next to me. Wanna be can never happen with me. Said I've been thinking far too long. Maybe you should leave me. Too long. Maybe you
Saying that's brand new.
Well, we've had it in the bag.
Yeah.
You just had which it's bag? What bag? Which bag have you had it in? I want to
know. One of the many.
Well, no. Where is this bag you've been keeping that thing? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Just had a text in. Love the new one, boys. From Niall or Neil. He says pronounced N-I-E-L. I was going to say Niall.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Neil.
Is this Mr. Squire we were talking about?
Squire.
You see, we were talking about you. It may have been off air. I can't remember. The old Cobham Sound Studios producer. Well, as the producer, you could obviously appreciate the skills that I've been putting in my okay, fair enough. Okay. There may have been a little bit of butchering going on, but they asked me to go rough, and I've been going rough on them. So is that all right? we've been hearing very, very good things about Cobham Sound Studio. Yeah. So, guys,
if any bands are out there,
check them out.
Is a top notch bloke.
He's very talented with producing malarkey.
There's a lovely text in. The whole building here at my works are all loving the Wild Horse Sound. Could the boys say a big hello to their brand new fan, Ellen White?
All right.
Hello,
right,
Ellen.
Ellen White, you get see? Yourself down to the horn.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Ellen. Come you on. Know it makes sense.
www.studio3tickets, Studio3rocks.
Really? Seriously?
Studio3rocks.
I'm just going to go down to Wix and ask them.
I'll
say, buy a bit of paper.
Or go on our Facebook page, Wild Horse UK. And, yep.
I'll say, mate, I've got a bag of nails and a couple of tickets to the Wild Horse gig. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? And some fried onions. I've got fried onions. There's always a van outside selling fried onions. I'll have some fried onions as well, yeah. Guys, thank you very, very much. We've gone over time. That is a joy for us.
Thank
we do
you.
Not mind. It
thank
is a beauty
well.
To behold.
Again sometime.
Pleasure.
Well, hey, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Do I look not ready? No. Seriously, my friends.
It's very enjoyable.
Henry, Jack and Ed, yep. They are Wild Horse. They are gigging. They are for your delight, my friends, on this Saturday, 20th of January at The Haunt. Guys, thank you so very, very much. Also, can I say, what a fantastic bunch of fans you've got. We've had about 25 messages. Yeah. That's scooped that
thank
out. Scooped that dupe.
Sending the messages and
yeah, thanks very much, guys.
Well, let's hope they can all...
To the Haunt.
Can't wait to see you there.
That's what I was going to say.
Don't
guys,
miss
out. Thank you. Yes, whatever. Thank you so much. Oh, I love you. I love you all, my friends. I love you all. It's Pete Jones on River Radio with Nelson King on River Radio. Listen up now to